All right, everyone. Hello. Welcome back to Podmas. Merry Podmas.
Good evening or afternoon or morning.
It's a Friday when you're hearing this.
Happy Friday. It's raining.
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
But which seat will you take?
Oh, gosh.
That makes me anxious. I don't know.
Happy Friday. This is actually regular release day on Intoxicated, so make sure to listen to the episode with Dan and Claire.
Please listen to, yes. Do yourself a favor and listen to that episode.
So good.
I love them.
There's also a moment that I would describe as a intoxicated national treasure in that episode that you will only figure it out if you watch the video episode and
Me
personally. And I'm keeping it in, baby. Keeping it fucking in, not editing around it. You know, you just gotta watch the full video episode on YouTube, but please also subscribe and download the audio, because that's the important download that we need.
We like that for you.
Yeah. So this is Hot Take Friday. And I sat down just being like, I don't know if I have any, but you came with a bunch.
Which is weird, because usually I have a hard time with hot takes, but
that's so
I was
strange.
Feeling very spicy.
You had lots of rants and lots of hot takes today. So
I'm feeling spicy this week.
So start us off. You have something about grammar that you want to talk about.
Grammar? Do I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, my God. I do. I think that putting a period at the end of a sentence makes it sound more aggressive than it actually is.
So do you mean in like messaging with people or?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to say.
In emails, it's like in a professional setting, it's fine. Obviously,
even in emails, I have a hard time with it. I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm coming off like, I'm just like such an exclamation point girl.
Yeah, me too.
It's
or
so
like
bad.
When you get an email that's like very serious and there's some multiple periods, you're like, oh, I'm in trouble. I'm in
yeah.
big trouble.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't like it. Sometimes, even if you just don't add a period, it sounds better.
I add smiley faces and exclamation points only. But if I add a period,
don't smiley face.
You know,
smiley face. Okay, the smiley face emoji in text, that's like the known emoji of like passive aggressiveness.
Oh, no. I think there's different types of smiley faces.
Oh, okay.
Like my smiley face is like the one that's like, with like the red cheeks, and she's like,
"Oh,
you
that
know?
One's okay."
But unless it's the one that looks like there's no,
that one's okay.
No emotion behind the eyes. I use that one out of sarcasm.
That's perfect. Yeah. No, I agree. I don't. It's yeah, the way people write, and the thing is like, yeah, you're right. Like when you're writing a message to someone, like there's no tone. So the only way that we can figure out tone is by stuff like that, like how you end sentences or how you write text. Like I'm a big multi-texter, like I'll like send multiple one sentence text versus long form.
I'll do that too, because that's how I talk in person.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the thought that doesn't process as quickly as my words are coming out, so
exactly
I'll think of something to say afterwards, which like it's fine.
Exactly.
My sister's so funny because she's also like an exclamation point girl, but then like if I'm pissing her off, I'm like exclamation point, and they'll be like passive aggressive with smiley, and they'll be like period. And I'm like, oh sorry sis.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds smarting up.
I know, it's strange. It's a strange thing. And then you also have a rant about something about baby clothes.
I do. I don't understand why people feel like they need to dress their baby up in stylish clothes, like in Gucci and stuff like that. It doesn't make any sense.
So you're referring to like expensive name, like you don't mean like a cheap little party dress thing.
No, I mean like brand
name. You mean brand
clothing.
Name. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It makes no, your baby's now, just going to shit in it. You know that, right?
That said, if you think about it, the people who are buying Gucci baby clothes, that's a drop in the bucket for them, probably.
Yeah, but they don't,
which is so sad.
Yeah, that's a good, I never thought of that.
You know what I mean? Like the people who are doing that are so rich,
they just don't care.
But even still, y'all, like it's not necessary.
The baby don't care.
It's not a full-formed human.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have the appreciation for what it's
what it's pooping in.
Do that when the kid is like a preteen or teenager. If you want to,
when the clothes will last longer than a week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even like, not like Gucci's really out there, but like even brand name clothing is like Gap clothing. Like people will only buy their children like Tommy Hilfiger and stuff. I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
So strange. How do you feel about pets and clothing?
I love that. That's different because your pet's like, meh, whatever. And like your pet's not going to grow out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. You want a costume, Mindy?
She's like, no, ma'am. Please don't make me do this.
She hates it.
Oh, she winked at you.
Oh, thank you, boo-boo. But then she's back to looking scared and sad. She is my daughter. She's from my blood.
My cats won't let me put any kind of outfit on them.
I have a little Christmas sweater that I put on Mindy sometimes. I also really, I think she hates it.
I liked Mindy's Halloween collar that she had.
Yeah,
that was my favorite.
Oh, I should find a Christmas, because she doesn't mind the collar so much.
Yeah.
I might try to find a little Christmas collar.
I bought John 5 like a little Santa outfit and I put on her and she like didn't know what to do. So she kind of just like tumbled over and I felt really bad because she didn't know she could move in it. But once she figured out she could move, she just like would stare at me. She's like, what are you doing? Get this off of me.
I love pets and costumes.
It's my favorite.
Next hot take. You have a bunch. So you have another one, which.
Oh, yeah. I feel like alcohol changes your actions, but not your intentions.
So in other words, you're saying, like, you know, when you hear people say, you know, oh, they're a different person when they're drunk. That's not true. They're actually, it is an honest thing that's coming out.
Right.
But the way that it's done is just not how it would be done if the person was sober. Or maybe, the person wouldn't act on that thing if they were sober.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It just like almost gives them a reason to do what they always wanted to do type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That intention has always been there, but yeah.
And then they use the excuse that they were drunk.
It's like, no. That's not true. That's just like drunk people always tell the truth. Right. Because like a lot of people will keep things balled up until they get drunk. And all of a sudden the truth comes out like, oh, I didn't mean it. I was drunk. But yeah, they did. They meant it.
I think that it's easier to speak out of turn when you're drinking. But again, you're going back to what you said, like if you are speaking out of terms, it means that there's anger somewhere there and the alcohol brought it out. Like I had this issue when I like a while ago when I was drinking a lot. I was just becoming such a bitch that I literally had to stop drinking because I was such a hell to be around. Like I just wasn't.
Shit. You weren't fun and like.
No, I was a monster.
Oh,
and that's why like that's my relationship sad. With booze is a bit
iffy.
It's just a bit iffy. I don't know. It's a hard thing for me to like manage and figure out.
Yeah,
I love drinking when I'm in a good mood. And truly a good mood, not a I'm actually really not good and I'm trying to be good.
That's
like the
dangerous.
Way that I describe it, New Year's Eve good. Like where you like go out and there's all this pressure to have fun, but like really
you don't want
deep
to.
Down you want to just be home in bed, like not caring.
Right.
So I mean like genuinely in a good mood. That's when I like to drink. I think I can be a fun drunk when I'm truly in a good mood. That's why I have a saying, which is I don't drink to forget. I don't drink to feel better. I drink to feel even better. So like when people say like when you're having a hard day and they're like, just have a drink. Like I don't do that. That's not a thing for me.
I can't do that either because I just get really sad.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Right. But that's such a good outlook to have on it, I think, because like you're not using it to solve your problems. That I think that you have a healthy relationship with booze.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So far it is.
And you know
it's an effort to keep it on track, you know.
And you know like, your boundaries and
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
We still have more hot takes, people. This isn't the
end.
Oh
yeah, I think I have one more.
You do, and this one I really need to just give you the floor and please say it, but also please explain and go into detail as to why you feel this way.
So the other day I was taking a shower and I was thinking about how tired I was because like I just spent the day crawling through snowbanks and like I didn't want to stay in the shower anymore. So I just sat down and I was like, this is so much better. And I don't like sitting in baths because like that just like I like taking baths and stuff like that. But like
we'll get into it. Yeah, I have something to say about that later.
I just feel weird taking baths. Like I'll take a bath after I take a shower to like relax. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like
then really, I'm really using up all that water. Like you go big or go home.
I don't pay for my water, so I don't care. I'll feel different once I start paying for my water. But
that's fair.
Yeah.
So sitting down in the I need to know where in the tub are you sitting? Is the water directly on you?
So
behind you or in front of you? How you're like, sitting? Where are you facing? Are you facing the I have so many questions about this because this is just insane to me.
My hot take is sitting down in the shower is better than standing up. Just to premise that.
She's not saying sometimes I sit down in the shower and it feels good. She's literally saying it's better than standing.
So have you ever seen Ben Comfy Couch?
Yeah.
You know when Lunette the clown does her like da na 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 na, that's what I do in the shower.
Clock.
Yeah. So you have to like rotate every once in a while. So then the shower gets in front of you, but also in back of you. So then you get clean.
Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to be the same after this with you. I don't think I can look at you the same way anymore. This is insane. This is bad. I don't know why to me it's weird. You're right. Like maybe I'll try it and see.
Just sit down.
Maybe it's just too many shower blowjobs or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm not like on my knees in the shower. I'll get yourself a stool.
Oh, like your legs are like just flat?
Yeah.
Like stretched?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
That helps.
But how
too.
Do you, but you're sitting. Okay. How do you wash like your butt and your legs?
If
you're
I'll stand up for that.
So she's like, I'll give it that.
Yeah. And then I sit down and I'm like, fuck this.
Some people don't wash their legs in the shower and they just let the water drip down and they think that that's enough. That's like a big
that's
thing.
Not enough.
That was one of my debate topics at live debates, I think, which
really?
Was like, there's no need to wash your legs.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, I know.
Your legs get dirty. This is why, like, one of the reasons why I started sitting in the shower, too, because I'm like, now my legs are clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so strange. Okay, well, you wonder what? I'm going to try it.
Please. And then you'd be like,
tonight I'll try it.
And you'd be like, this is actually easier than I thought it was.
I'm going to have a shower tonight. Are you a night shower person or a morning shower person? Because I remember I messaged you once, like, at bedtime, and you were...
I'm both.
You said that you showered.
Yeah, I shower at night, and then I shower in the morning.
You do both?
Yeah.
Christ!
I just love wasting water. I don't know.
Wow! Okay.
Yeah, because I have to shower in the morning to wake up, and then I shower at the end of the day to, like, wash the day away.
Is it weird that I don't shower religiously every day? Is that a strange thing?
No, of course not. No.
Okay.
Like when I was working from home and stuff like that, I would shower like a couple times.
Because I have, I definitely only wash my hair every 3 days.
Yeah, me too.
But I love a body shower. And if I'm like really busy and I just don't do it, I have these like deodorant wipes that you like, you get the main crevices.
And you're good to go.
And you're good to go. It's called a horror's bath.
Love that for you.
Anyone who watches Happy Endings will know that reference. Horror's bath. So on the subject of... So here's kind of my thought. You mentioned baths. And I love the first 5 minutes of a bath. And that's it.
Really?
So like I always post on Instagram when I have a fancy bath. I light candles. I fucking put on a podcast. So I do Epsom salts. I do foam, the Dr. Teal's.
Oh, the lavender.
I've done the lavender, but I love the eucalyptus and mint.
That one too.
Yeah, that one's amazing. And then I also do, and I think you have the same things as me. They're these like things that you put in your bath that turn it like turquoise.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite fucking bath things. Like, so your bath looks like a tropical
island.
But my thing is I have a hard time sitting still. I really do.
Yeah.
And so I'll have that, I would say, 5 to 10 minute bath to just soak. And like, it's just that warm, cozy feeling. And then I'm done.
You're like, I'm out of here.
But I think I need to really give it a shot. Because it does calm me down, being in water.
I'm a Pisces.
Yes, you're Pisces.
Like, the day of my yucks guest spot, I think I showered, like, 3 times. Because I just like, liked being in the water. Because it was, like, calming me down.
Yeah. It's like a nice warm hug.
So I might get myself one of those bath trays that you get.
Yeah.
If I could, like, I hate saying this, but, like, bring my laptop in there and work while I'm in the bath.
That sounds dangerous, but okay.
You see it on TikTok all the time.
I know what you mean, though.
People that's, bring, that's like, not Mindy doesn't safe. Approve at all.
She's like, Mom, don't.
Don't Mindy, do it, Mom. Her ears are just way back right now looking at me.
She's like, I hate this.
But yeah, that's, oh my gosh, that was a good hot take Friday. And what hot takes they were. Oh boy. If you're listening, you got to let us know if you agree with Sarah on the shower thing, because I need to know if anybody. If you're just weird or if
am I
there's...
weird or am I lazy?
We don't
or
know.
Or am I just really tired?
Yeah, that could be it too. You're right, though. Standing does take
it's a
energy.
Lot. It really does. Stand anymore. I'm done.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. All right, well, guys, hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Podmas. This is, this will be, when you're hearing this, this will be day 17.
Oh,
so
we're
really getting there. So thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.